from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
You know, we call today Feel Good Friday, so I'm trying to stick to that, you know?
I like it.
Still just buzzing in the aftermath of Dave Wannstedt talking about left-handed centers, talking to punters at practice, roaming the hallway, not even having time to speak to George McCaskey. That's good stuff.
What are you doing here?
Scooby-Doo?
No, that was George McCaskey. That was Dan Wiederer doing George McCaskey, wondering why Dave Wannstedt's in the hallway.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't follow the entire thing of that impression.
It's on me, hand up.
No, it's probably more on me. Listen, I don't want to kill the vibes around here, but it's just in the interest of newsmaking. Garrett Crochet may or may not be traded, looking like he's not going to be traded. He issued a statement of some sort on the reports that he wants a new contract.
You really hate mentioning the White Sox, don't you?
I hate it so much.
Dude, you're dripping with it.
You're dripping with
White Sox disdain.
I have disdain for them ruining my... Look how beautiful it is outside on this Friday after this football report.
It's a two-team town, babe.
I know.
You have to mention the other one.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's hear Garrett Crochet. Let's hear Garrett Crochet address the trade rumors.
What that situation is.
In terms of that, it's, you know, it kind of just is what it is. Right now I'm focused on pitching for the White Sox, and beyond that I'm not really controlling much.
So that is a false report or true report? Or can you confirm or deny it? Or?
No comment. Right now I'm just, you know, focused on pitching for the White Sox.
To circle back to the report yesterday, I don't know, like, are you trying to protect yourself if you end up pitching longer than you thought you would have this year?
That's a bad take.
You know, as of now, I'm pitching for the White Sox. That's about all I got.
Are you feeling any signs of fatigue at this point?
No, you know, the 5-day routine's been, you know, ultimately a huge factor for me that's allowed me to, you know, kind of retain my health and my conditioning throughout the season.
What have you learned along the way making these starts on that routine about the recovery and how you feel that maybe you didn't know or weren't expecting, you know, when this first started before the spring?
Did you phrase that one? Phrase it
different,
a little different?
Yeah, yeah. What have you learned along the way kind of about the effects of on your health and maybe to pitch longer this year?
Nothing really. Yeah.
Oh my God.
What do you think the chances are that you're not on this team next week?
Come on, Chuck. that's not for me to speculate.
Does it mean this is your first team, your only team you've known so
right.
far? They gave you a chance a couple months after the draft. Does it mean something extra still being here, or does it end up being a business in the long run? Or a little bit both?
Yeah. I mean, no matter which way it sways is out of my control. I think that, you know, there's some things that, you know, show you that it's a business, but I mean, it's not, you know, for me to, you know, I'm not really sitting at the table, per se. Right now, I'm just focused on making starts for the White Sox.
That's riveting stuff. Come on, Chuck.
That's a crowd pleaser.
Ugh. I mean, I don't even, like, not confirming or denying the report, I guess, confirms it. Because if he wanted to deny it, he'd deny it because it would help him get traded to a team that was gonna win. So that is all but a confirmation. But I didn't necessarily need it confirmed when John Heyman reports it, and then it doesn't get denied by CAA.
they've got a lot of media sources, and then Jesse Rogers and other baseball reporters are immediately able to confirm it. So that means that his agent is telling them all the same thing. The story's as good as confirmed. Like, I understand what Sully's doing there, but he doesn't. That story doesn't need to be confirmed. The agent is clearly confirming it to reporters that are out there. So he says he's only focusing on pitching for the White Sox. Good, buddy. Because I think what you just did is ensure that you're going to continue to pitch for the White Sox, which is a really weird tactic when you think about it. Because he's like, if you trade me, I want a contract extension. But by asking for that, it makes it less likely for you to be traded. But if you're not traded, you're still on the White Sox. And if you're still on the White Sox, we know you're not going to get a contract extension. So he all but guarantees that he doesn't get a contract extension this year. Now, maybe they revisit it in the offseason, fine, but that's another couple of months he's got to go. I think this is going to backfire for all involved. I do not like this development. Shane, I think I've picked the event that I could compete in the Olympics.
Uh-oh, what is it?
I'll tell you on the other side.
Ooh.
That's a tease.
That's a tease.
For all you listeners out there, Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.